Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Okay, are we on? Hello? Is this thing on? My new Shure 55, the Shure Super 55 microphone. Elvis's favorite, two of his favorite things on earth. The Shure Super 55 microphone and Dilaudid, an outstanding painkiller. Bet Online is the sponsor of the JT and Looney podcast. Thank you for listening to this special edition.
Episode 201.
Bet Online's your number one source for all your summer sports this season. Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, NHL playoffs. And, of course, you've got NFL futures. It's always fun to take a look and see if you can make a little money on betting on next year's Super Bowl champion. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow for your favorite teams at BetOnline. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props. Love the props! And odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your phone. BetOnline.ag. Get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. And now the podcast starts, damn it.
Finally. I think we've accomplished podcast heaven through the Rodecaster for our podcast friends, through my speakers. I cannot believe it. We were going to do a podcast on how difficult it is to fucking podcast. And I think we can do it right
well,
now.
Well, for two weeks ago, that was going to be the topic, except we couldn't get the equipment to work.
I mean, I'm in podcast utopia now. There's almost tears in my eyes as you're listening.
Wow.
Because I'm in this walking craze now where I'm listening to Smart Lists with Jason Bateman, and I'm listening to Fly on the Wall with David Spade. The other day they had on Steve Buscemi. I couldn't wait to listen.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know, I know so little about him. I'm just a huge, huge fan.
The reason I checked out in 5 minutes is his microphone sucked.
Oh,
so
God.
Those two guys were perfect. He wasn't. And I was like, oh, my God, here we go. I'm like, I'm going to give him 10 minutes. Someone's going to jump in there and fix it. I mean, they make millions on this podcast, and I couldn't bear it. And, you know, we've had issues trying to get this thing right in 2024 as we launched this. Did we launch this before COVID or during COVID?
Wow, it was before COVID, because I remember I flew to Vegas or drove to Vegas so we could do the first podcast there in the studios. I think it was just before.
Yeah. That when Mark Germain came to my house and tried to figure this out, was that on that trip?
Well, it wasn't that same trip because we did it from the studio, and I think we did a Mount Rushmore of comedians in one of our first podcasts and a few other things. But and then we eventually got the equipment together, and maybe it was simultaneously, or as they say in England, simultaneously.
Well, let's talk about why podcasting's hard technically. For one, the big problem for me has always been the settings. I'm not a computer guy. So when I get into my computer, and I really bought a laptop here for two reasons, a brand new one. A, to take the easy way out. I'll just buy something new and it'll work.
Right.
I went back and took some time to learn how to work the settings and found a way to do that. And then the second problem with podcasts are you have to find a way. When you're inside the podcast, you have the topic, you have the guest, it's rolling. You just want it to sound right. I mean, you want everybody to be in perfectly. And, you know, we go through Zoom. I'm doing YouTube live streams every day that I'm really excited about. And I've always been a radio guy that's walked into a studio, and I have Bobby Machado, and we worked with the great John Ramos back in the day. Lauren Gardner and Sam Batash, and they've all gone on to greatness. And let's not forget
Raider Ryan, who's now a father with two kids. Wow.
Yes. So we don't want to forget who else? Alex Teichert.
Alex and Jake Warner from the Jake Warner podcast.
Jake's got a bigger podcast than most people. So we wanted to check all the boxes there. But I've always been a radio guy. Like when I started off as a stockbroker, I came to work. All they provided for me was a Yellow Pages and a phone. The Yellow Pages worked, the phone worked. And in a year, I was making six figures driving a Porsche because I could focus on my fucking job. I could focus on that. Then for my entire radio career, it was just I just needed a microphone and a headset. I'll book the guest. I'll get them to come on the show. I'll interview them. I'll take the calls. Just give me a microphone. You press the buttons behind the glass. And that worked reasonably well. And now all I want with the podcast world is to press a button. My computer locked in.
And go.
And I think we're finally there because it's been such a pain in the ass. You've been so patient with me. I have no patience. You've been behind the scenes with my wife, who's tech support, my son now, who's thriving in tech support. And I've been really, really rubbing them the wrong way. They're like super frustrated with me and pissed off. And I'm pissed off at them too because I'm telling them, hey, I'm funding this thing. Press the button and get me on.
Well, you know, I am not, you know, I think one thing that even your impatience helped always drive the JT the Brick Show. And so did mine. If we're bored, they are. So we're moving along, keep it moving along. So I always agreed with that. Sometimes I thought you moved too fast, but it's better than fucking too slow with it's talk radio and it's supposed to be entertaining. But I was fun. I could be more patient because I got to spend time with your son and your wife. So actually that part of it was fun for me while you screamed in the background. And another part was fun probably for people to see. People would listen to the radio show and hear you yelling into a microphone and wonder what you're like to live with, not realizing most of the times you're a quiet guy named John. And when you are ranting, they're all left. They're all, you know, it's a dog, you know, it's all bark and no bite. They're not cowering in fear. They're laughing and saying, calm down, Dad. Right. And that's nice to see. Yeah.
And another great thing about podcasting, as we speak, there is a full bathroom demolition going on in my house. They took a break because they had to go get some tile because I'm knocking out both bathrooms in the downstairs of my house because my parents are coming and they're in their mid-80s. I wanted to get a new bathroom because I don't want them to climb over a tub. You know, the shower with the tub.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, step over that. So we're doing a walk-in shower. A pretty big job. And then my wife told me, oh, let's do the other one while we're at this one. No, we didn't agree to that. We're going to do one. No, we're going to do both of them now. So my house is under construction, which is good. The dog, you got to take the dog out at different times. But I'm really in a happy place now because radio's going well. Starting Monday, this upcoming Monday, one of the nights I do my Mad Dog Sports radio show, I'll be doing it from Wynn, one of the greatest casino resorts in the world. They have a studio there. They wanted me to do one night a week from there. So I think that's going to open up a nice oyster, a world for me in social media and what we do and all that. And then the YouTube live stream, JT the Brick YT, I'm able to get in there every day and do the radio show. Still one little technical issue. We can't hear the guests or the callers. Oh, that's that's nothing when you do a radio show. I'm taking the headset and I have an extra headset and I'm putting it over the microphone so the guests can hear that. And I think that's going well until I emceed the Max Crosby event with Dana White. And I'm in the back and the owner of the Raiders comes up to me, Mark Davis, and goes, what's going on with that YouTube thing? How come I can't hear the callers? I go, oh my God, my boss is watching my live stream and laughing at me because I can't get the audio perfect and all that. It's going to be a shorter podcast because this for all of our listeners, all of our subscribers, and none of this works, by the way. None of this shit works unless you subscribe and share. And I hate being that guy because Jason Bateman doesn't have to say subscribe and share. And Joe Rogan doesn't have to say it four or five times. We do. We think we do a better podcast. We're better friends than some of these made up radio friends. Another podcast top. We just need people. We need this thing to grow a little bit better by subscribing and sharing with other people. Because if you like what we do and what I do here with my Happy Chatter companion, we're great friends. We're going to dive into different aspects of sports and media and entertainment and movies and all of that. But it's got to sound right. It's got to work well. It's got to be consistent. So for the young podcasters who are out there, I was on a Zoom yesterday with a young boy in 11th grade. My wife's one of her best friends she went to college with. He lost his dad. Mm-hmm. At a young age. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to talk to me. He thought that he would interview me on some form of success and what I've done in my career. And I sat with this young boy, Connor, in 11th grade for about 40 minutes on a Zoom. And it got pretty emotional because he was saying, oh, my God, your career, look what you've done. I said, no, look what you're doing. I had my dad. My dad's still 85 years old. He lost his dad in 9th or 10th grade, and wow. He's asking me about success. And he's writing a paper on me from my book, The Handoff, and all this. And I was done, and I got off the Zoom, and I told my wife, I go, holy cow, I learned more from that young boy than he learned from me. I learned what it's like to reach out to someone because you don't have your dad to come down and say, hey, try it this way or do it differently. I'm really emotional.
There's a sports. Brian Fenley is a sportscaster who calls a lot of volleyball games on ESPN. He also is an anchor at Fox Sports Radio. And before he worked there, we went out to lunch, and he, through his teenage years, his dad was spending all of his fortune trying to get rid of cancer, and his dad eventually died. You know, your teenage angst years are angsty enough. You know, my dad died when I was 4. You know, you think you've got trauma, and then you meet someone else whose story you don't realize. And then you hear their story and you think, wow, okay. And to go through, and just like this young guy you're talking about, to go through that type of, when you have a zit, it's traumatic when you're a teenager. To lose a parent when you're a teenager is just one of those things where one of the reminders to be kind to each other, because you never know what someone else has gone through, right? You never know when somebody might be irritable, somebody might not be easy to work with, somebody might not be in a good mood one day, what they might have gone through in their life. Wow. And so that's great that we were able to connect with him and make his day better.
Yeah, and again, it's getting back to how happy we are to have technology and podcasts. And for this young boy in Chicago, in the suburbs of Chicago, to connect through me over Zoom in a matter of moments.
Oh, my God.
He sent the Zoom invite because I don't know how until I tried today, but he was able to do it. But, you know, it just goes to show you how technology is bringing us all together. And one of the questions he asked, so my wife is in the background and she's listening, and Connor says to me, tell me about radio. Like, what's it like to be on the radio? And I really believed he wanted to know what it was like to talk on the radio. No, he doesn't listen to the radio. Like, he's one of the first people I've ever talked to in my life. Now I'm getting it that he listens to everything on his phone. He doesn't listen to sports radio in the car. I thought everybody listened to sports radio in the car and all this. And I had to explain to him how every car that's being built now not only has a radio, but the radio doesn't have AM anymore. Fortunately for me, it has satellite radio, I like listening to satellite radio. Forget me being on it. I like listening to satellite radio. It's a better form of radio, but you're on AM, I'm on AM. We're both on AM, FM, simulcast. And for a young 11th grader who radio has no impact on his life, I'm not talking 5%, I'm talking zero. That was scary to hear that.
I know.
We're going into the future as we're talking about podcasts and how to do them right.
And we get emails from people we work for saying radio's never been as popular. More people listening to radio than watching TV every day. I get those emails from people I work for. How radio's never been stronger. And then you talk to somebody who doesn't want to listen to the radio because they don't like the idea of somebody else picking out the music.
Oh, let me clean that up for you. What you meant to say, which I'll say because I'm the bad guy on the podcast. I'm the guy with the black Allen hat. You wear the white hat. You're the nice guy. No, it's the consultants when they all get together and no one's in the room other than the radio consultants.
Right.
And they all say, it's doing great. And then there's no one raising their hand and go, wait a second. One of the companies just went bankrupt. I haven't been paid in a month. And you didn't tell us about that. You didn't tell us at the last consulting meeting that radio was going to go this way and podcasts were going to be more. It's amazing.
Wait a minute. My company's stocks are 6 cents a share.
Why don't we have a breakout session on why the stock's 6 cents a share and the other one's bankrupt and why we haven't gotten a raise in the last couple of years? What is that breakout session going to be? And you know what will happen? They'll have that breakout session and no one will be in there other than radio people who are afraid to ask the question. How the fuck did you not tell us that this was going to happen this way and you were going to let go of people unannounced? But that's the world we live in.
Right, yeah.
The world is pushing to podcasts and the world is pushing to radio on your phone more so.
Yeah.
And on demand, that's maybe the biggest change in my career. And I say our career because we worked together 14 years, is the fact that I was never embarrassed on working overnights. I really think today the majority of people that bump into me and talk about radio and I remember I heard your show. They always talk about it being on at night. And it was always early on the West Coast, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. So I was never embarrassed by that. I know how many people are on the road in San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. And the other side of that is, what time is your show on? If people are making fun of your show, you're on the radio.
Then people would say, well, you're on at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. In Boston and Miami and Detroit, where I don't live.
Right.
That's pretty cool to have a radio show where I don't live. But now with everything on demand, where you can listen at any time and you can go back and listen if you want to, because, the podcast thing, this is a special edition of the JT and Looney podcast. It's called Hallelujah. JT's happy podcasting for the first time because the buttons work. What it comes down to, again, is the world is moving at a fast pace. Much faster because of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg,
right,
and a lot of other important people, and technology is going to change. And if you don't embrace technology, you will be left behind.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm nowhere near the finish line, but I'm somewhere in the early part of my back nine, as they say in golf, the back nine. And I love what's happening now because my sons are 22 and 20, and I see how they're consuming audio and content, and I love it.
The thing, too, is if you want to stay young, you want to stay or feel young, even if that's not important to you, if you just want to continue to exist in society, you have to embrace. My brother, who grew up a gadget nut, never stopped being a gadget nut with the Apple Watch and the phone. And, a lot of people and whatever kind of gadget there is. My brother was the kid who, and this is probably a typical engineering major in college, because they do stuff like homework, stuff that we didn't have to worry about. My brother would sit underneath the Christmas tree and read the directions of the new toy. Have you ever read the directions of a toy? you just take it out of the box and you try to put the batteries in, you try to figure it out. My brother would read the directions. And that is, that's the difference between us. We have a lot of things that are alike and a lot of things that are different. Homework and sitting impatiently under the Christmas tree and reading directions of the toy. And so one thing we don't have patience for is putting the, I love getting a new phone, except for taking it out of the box and connecting it to, and doing the, transferring it from the, I hate that part. Now, really, gadget freaks don't mind that part at all. I'm a gadget freak. I love cars. I just don't like opening the hood, and I love technology. I just don't need to tell me how it works.
Funny, because we got a new dining room table and we needed chairs, so we didn't want to get the $1,400 chairs because we're only going to sit in our dining room 4 days a year.
Right.
And we ordered these chairs that we like, and they came in boxes, and I helped get the chairs out of the boxes, but they had to be assembled. And as my wife was on the ground assembling these chairs, and I was handing her the tools, and she's just like, stop, I got it. Go away. I can do this. Same thing here. Same thing with a car. Here's what I always say to people about this. So the car, I can change the oil. I could change a flat. I know I can do that. But I can't do anything with a muffler or an engine. And I always say that. And those guys can't do 6 hours of radio a day like I without it.
Exactly.
I had seven co-hosts like some of these new shows, a topic we often get back to. It's somewhere in life, someone's going to come up to me and knock on the door. And they go, JT? I'm going to go, yeah. And it's not going to be Publishers Clearinghouse giving me $6 million. It's going to be someone giving me a co-host. Like I had,
it's going to be somebody.
Say, hey, we got a surprise for you. I'm going to go, what, $6 million? No, they're going to go, we're going to give you 2 to 3 co-hosts. So all you have to do is come out of the commercial, reset, and let all the other guys with the mullets and the hats and the shorts on and the sneakers in there. Uh-huh. Now they're going to all talk and make everyone laugh. And then you can just tell them, hey guys, hold on, and tease when we come back. I'll tell you what. Last night are playing for the 9 and 10 seed. Let's dip a little sports in as my son in the other room's watching the Lakers. This is technology, part of the podcast. the Lakers are playing the Warriors last night at Staples, which is now Crypto, and they're the 9 and 10 seed. And the Lakers were so bad that then they were down like 9 or 10. And my son says to me, watch this. I go, what? He goes, Darvin Ham's not going to call a timeout. Watch, Dad. And next thing you know, that he goes, they're going to go down 16 points and he's not going to call a timeout. And he nailed it. And I got to Twitter and I said, oh my God, here's technology. Darvin Ham won't call a timeout. It went from 10 down to 16 down,
in an instant.
An instant. And the game was over because, as you know, no matter how good you are, you can't come back from 16 in the fourth quarter. And I used Twitter. He was talking to me, communicating. We were watching it. We were streaming the game. It had a lot to do with technology.
Well, it's one of the things about the Lakers is Michael Thompson said this once, the former Laker great, that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, and you know, you're as good when you've got the Lakers have people of that ilk now. So the Lakers, when they were 10 down with 6 minutes to go, that's the benchmark for Michael Thompson. If you're 10 down with 6 minutes to go, Magic Johnson and Kareem would look around and say, let's go get it. Let's go get it. And so 10 down with 6 minutes to go, you can feel comfortable if you've got a great team and if you're a Laker fan. But other than that, that was your son. You sent me a personal video of your son commenting on the game. He was hitting it out of the park.
And I put out a video before the game because, again, you can do that nowadays. And I said, this is the 9 and 10 seed playing. The 9 and 10 seed are playing because they're not the 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 because they never cared about being the 1, 2, 3, or 5 seed. At no point. You mix in a couple of injuries. Anthony Davis has never played better. LeBron's played most of the games. The Warriors, same thing. Draymond was suspended for some games. They didn't give a shit about their seeding because they're so elite. The Lakers with all their dynasties and wins, and the Warriors, our most recent dynasty, they just flip the switch. Just get them in the play-in tournament as the 8, 9, or 10, and they'll figure it out, Tom. They'll figure it out that way.
That's why your fastball has never been more – your fastball now is like 105 miles per hour. What was that April 1st edition of Sports Illustrated where they had the pitcher that could throw 105 miles per hour, and it was just an April Fool's joke back in the day? But this is no April Fool. It's in broadcasting. A lot of times people don't repeat. I think people are used to you, but you should be doing afternoons on WFAN, even though you got really cool gigs now. And the reason is you say things that somebody else didn't think of. I was just going to enjoy the Lakers and the Warriors. The last time they played, it was a triple overtime game. It was one of the great games I ever saw. But you came on with that backyard brick and pointed out this is the 9 and 10 seed. They don't care about the regular season. What's going on here? And you were so right. Because I was living in the clouds enjoying the game. And then I looked at your backyard brick and went, fuck, he's right.
And the problem with that is you don't get a discount for that. That's been a big topic for me over the years. There should be a booth in the concourse, the second concourse, where you just go to a booth and they give you something, a beach towel, a free Coke, coupon, a beer, whatever it is. When the stars don't play, like Greg Popovich now, he's the only coach that's allowed to lose every game. Belichick can't get a job. Every game. But if you go to a game like you went to last night, Anthony Davis didn't play. Okay, could he have played? He 100% would have played if it was a playoff game. 1,000% would have played. Chose not to play. Wasn't feeling well, little banged up, didn't play the game. So every time I turn on an NBA game, so Phoenix has Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant. Those are three stars. If they're playing the Clippers, they have three stars. It's Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and who am I forgetting? Oh, Russell Westbrook. So there's six guys there. Five max will play, most likely four. So that's been leaning on the NBA now for multiple seasons. Then the expansion of the playoffs to let teams in like Atlanta in the East that are sub-500. And I call it the safety net. Adam Silver put up a safety net. So if you don't care, you don't want to play. Now, it could be real. Joel Embiid gets a real injury. You miss him for 30 games. He comes back maybe with a 9 seed, and they're rocking. They could win. But overall, it's an inferior product. And how about this as a mic drop? Caitlin Clark had 18 million people watch. 18 million on an afternoon. afternoon weekend after a 14 million game and a 12 million game, which is now an official number bigger than the NBA playoffs. You got to be kidding me.
Well, there's so much there to unwrap, but I just want to mention that Kawhi Leonard should be arrested. Could you remember how disappointed Laker fans when he at the last minute goes to the Clippers? And then the punishment for the Clippers is people wouldn't recognize him if he was walking down the street. He never plays, still to this day. And what I mean by never is it's a flip of a coin. It's a Benny versus the Penny. It's a flip of a coin. Is Kawhi Leonard going to play? If you have a Laker ticket, you know what Laker fans are thinking. 50-50. We might see him. We might not. And of all the people in the NBA, and he doesn't talk to the media, he's really almost like this Jimmy Hoffa character. Where does he really exist? Is Kaiser Soze from The Usual Suspects, right? Does he really exist? You know, that's one of the most disappointing signings. And you feel bad because it's the Clippers than any franchise has ever done in any sport.
Yeah, it's amazing when some guys don't play, but then the playoffs come around and all of a sudden the playoffs come around and everybody plays their ass off.
Yeah.
Last thing, I'm just thrilled the podcast is working. I really do believe this is a monumental day, unless you call me in an hour and say, oh my God, I listened to it back. Oh my God, you're overmodulated.
Oh my God, I forgot to hit record. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to San Diego this weekend to see Billy Joel and Sting.
Ooh.
At Petco Park.
Wow.
So I want to throw you out an invite. You've been known to drive to meet me for lunch.
Right.
Just want to throw that out. No pressure on you. I'm going to leave you with what I'm watching. Oh my God, I watch Scoop. Scoop is the movie that just came out on Netflix, which is a look back at the famous, infamous Prince Andrew interview on the BBC with his connections to Jeffrey Epstein. You're going to love it. It's how the booking producer and the producer got the interview and was able to work the palace and get in the palace and convince him it'd be good for Prince Andrew to do it because he was so tied with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
It was incredible. And that the quote line was, an hour on television for him could do great things. Ruined him. The queen, his mom, stripped him of his duties, disgraced, done forever, involved with all that. It stars Gillian Anderson, who was really good, an actor, Billy Piper, who I wasn't really familiar with, and a couple of other people in this cast. And I really enjoyed it because after I watched it, I went to YouTube and I watched the real interview.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, was it good. That this, you want to talk about a guy who dug a hole and kept digging a hole and kept digging a hole and should have never talked on the record, just should have ran and hide. So go watch Scoop, newest trending movie. It's on Netflix.
Anatomy of a Fall, which I believe is on Hulu. I paid $3.95 to watch it on Amazon because I don't have Hulu, because it was recommended so highly. Golden Globe winner for Best Screenplay, Golden Globe for Best Foreign Language Film. It is mostly in English, some in French. It's filmed in the French Alps. And it may have Academy Award for writing. And It's a death mystery. I say murder mystery. There's a murder trial. And it's two writers and their kid who has sight issues, who live in the French Alps. And so they choose to live there so they can write. And the husband ends up falling off the top of the chateau where they live. And the wife is accused of being, you know, pushing him off. And it's incredible. It's so, so good.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah. And the casting, you know, there's a small cast. It's everyone's excellent, including the little boy and the dog. Anatomy of a Fall on Hulu.
Last thing, I thought the eclipse was pretty good. I didn't have the glasses. I went out front. Oh. The neighbor was out front, kind enough to give us his glasses, those little paper glasses.
Right.
So my sunglasses obviously didn't work. Like everything in life, I wanted to take the easy way out and use my sunglasses. They didn't work. Neighbor walking by gives me him. I look up in Vegas. We had gorgeous clear skies. I saw the eclipse. It was only a small portion here because
right.
we didn't have totality here. I love that word, totality.
I know.
Southern Nevada. They had Cleveland, and my best friend Jimmy B went to Buffalo. A little bit of clouds in Niagara Falls, a little bit of clouds. Dallas loved it, but I saw the eclipse, and I have to admit it was pretty impressive. I'm happy the neighbor lent me the glasses.
I got to send you the video from Rochester, for my friends living in Rochester, and seeing out a big park with clear skies in Rochester, which is also very 50. It's like Kawhi Leonard playing. Are you going to have sunny skies in Buffalo or Rochester or anywhere in upstate New York where there was a clear view of the totality? And it was clear skies in Rochester, and it went fully dark. And I have to send you, it's a really cool video. You know, if I had planned more ahead of time, I would have gone to watch it. But I'm too spontaneous. I wasn't ready.
Well, maybe we should name this podcast Totality. Name it podcast number one, and let's start over.
My wheels are turning.
Here, as I feel pretty good as I'm about to embark on my day. Thank you very much, my friend, my podcast partner here. We'll see you back again. What do you got? What do you want to wrap it up?
Oh, yeah. One thing I want to wrap it up with is this is the 20th year we've worked together. You always talk about, you stick that number 14 because that was the radio show. This is 20 with the podcast. This is our 20th year together this month.
Yeah, we did great radio together, better than the people that jumped into our slot. I'll have an announcement on that one coming up, developing hot, .. Great things happening. Please download and share the JT and Looney podcast.
And thank you for listening to all 31 minutes and 31 seconds of the JT and Looney podcast. We appreciate it, Jerry. We're powered by our friends at Bet Online, where the game starts.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.